Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. Today, you are with me, Katie, for a Fan Diaries episode. And yeah, before we get into it, make sure to follow our socials. We are at SDSPodPH on Twitter. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And if you guys want to chat with us, we do have a Telegram community available. And you can also drop some Q&A on our Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And without further ado, this is a very quick Fan Diaries episode. Hopefully just a very quick one, but I just wanted to share something that happened really, really recently in my life that's, I think, a very another full circle moment for me. And if you haven't seen it yet on my socials at KMC Dupet on Instagram and on TikTok at It's Me Katie, I recently attended an offline fan sign with Seventeen, and that's the very first one I've ever attended in my K-pop life. And it's just, I honestly haven't processed it. As I'm recording this, it's been 2 days since then. Yes, 2 days. So I'm recording this Monday, and the fan sign happened on Saturday. And it doesn't feel real. I feel like I was, like, the wait leading up to it, the fan sign, the preparation going into it, and, you know, all, it was literally years in the making. And until now, even recording this right now, I haven't processed it. It hasn't sunk in that I've spoken to half of Seventeen in person. So I've been joining online fan signs since the online fan signs began back during the pandemic days, like COVID days, lockdown days. So there, that was the rise of online fan signs. And it was just really recently that I was able to also get a chance to participate in an offline fan sign. And it's something I've been honestly dreaming of since the beginning of my fangirling days. And hindi ko siya talaga fully ma-process, as in at all. Kahit napapanood ko yung videos ko, kahit nakikita ko yung photos ko, it just feels like a dream na may proof. Parang ganun, parang totoo ba talaga itong nangyari? And then I see my pictures, I see my videos, and gagi, nakausap mo nga talaga yung bias mo, and nakausap mo yung half of the members that you really love since the beginning. And yon, yeah, so I guess I'll start with the day I found out that I won fan sign. So very funnily enough, oh, by the way, I just want to preface that I am currently in Korea still right now recording this episode. Wala lang yung mga friends ko sa Airbnb namin. So it's kind of a very quick episode because I want to get this out of the way before they come back. You know, I'm kind of shy because I already know the story, what went on during the fan sign. Ayoko ulitin, medyo nakakahiya. Maritinig na naman nila yung kwento. But yun. So we arrived in Korea October 24th, and that was also the same day that the winners for the fan sign was going to be released. And alam ng friends ko na tumaya ako. Like, tumaya, you know, it's a raffle. The offline fan signs, same with online fan signs, are raffles. So alam nila na tumaya ako, but ako kasi hindi ako nag-share agad. Like, kahit sa close friends ko ng details kasi ayokong ma-jinx. Like, I have a really bad experience with sharing a lot of, parang pag nagsishare ako ng mga hindi pa nangyayari, I tend to jinx them. Like, I don't know, like the universe works that way for me. Parang nagjinx siya, and I didn't want to really talk about it until my, like, it na sure na ganun. So they knew that I applied for the fan sign, but they didn't know that it was gonna come out on the day that we arrived in Korea and anong oras. So I was really panicking on that day. I was just trying to get my mind preoccupied kasi leading up to, you know, the release of their winners and the list and everything like that. Nakaka-ano siya. Like, gusto mo matae, ganun. you know, you have to power through it. So inoccupy ko na lang yung mind ko like throughout the day, and 8 PM KST lalabas kasi yung results. And tamang-tama, as in pagdating namin ng bahay, ng accommodation namin, nag-lock ako dun sa room ko. Kunyari, magbibihis lang ako. But then, yun, lumabas na yung results. And yun, nung nakita ko yung, I wasn't, kasi nga naka-asterisk yung name mo. So, I wasn't even sure if that was me. As in, parang ilang nag-double check ako, ano ba talaga yung last 4 digits ng number na ginamit ko. And then, sure ba ako, eh, ako talaga to. So, yun, ano yung feelings talaga na nag-crash down yung feelings, and I was sobbing in my room. And then, syempre, nag-worry din yung friends ko kasi naririnig nila ako. Tapos yun, lumabas na ako. Tapos I told them na napasok ako sa fan sign. Like, I'm one of the winners, and I'm actually seeing 17. Wait, a unit. Like, I'm seeing half of them on November 4, which was a week, almost like, tagal din ng wait time ko. More than a week before, like, more than a week from that day, I found out. So, yun, parang nung day na yun, nag-crash down yung feelings na parang, oh my God, talagang eto na to. Like, this is what I've been dreaming of for years, and it's finally happening. And now that it's here, I have no idea what to do. Like, hindi ko alam. Like, I have so, the way that I have so many things I want to tell them in person, but I can't organize my thoughts just because there's so many that I want to tell them. And I literally, as the pro in procrastinator, talagang sa sobrang tagal kong time na mag-prepare, I just parang nag-iisip lang ako in passing, tapos hindi ko talaga siya sinusulat. I just prepared my script, quote-unquote script, the day before, like the night before. Kasi ang hirap din isipin. Parang random bouts of the day, bigla na lang ako, oh my God, kakausapin ko sila. Parang, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Para alam na nung friends ko na parang pag nag, out of nowhere, naglalakad kami, huh, gaganon ako. Tapos parang sila, ano, nag-iisip ka na naman ano sasabihin mo. Tapos parang ako, as in, talaga nasa stress lang ako kasi, oh my God, eto na talaga. Like, it's like my whole fangirling life or my carrot life is coming down to this very moment that I've been waiting for so long. And hindi ko alam anong gagawin. So, ayun, fast forward to October 28, which is the first round of the fan signs. And nanalo yung isa yung friend ko. So, I was also, we went to the venue then to support her, like, moral support, emotional support. And it's not our first time winning the fan sign. And so, medyo sanay na siya. But when I was there, I was just like, oh my God, this is gonna be me literally a week after this. Since October 28 yung fan sign ng friend ko, Saturday. Next week, 7 days after that, was gonna be my turn. And parang ako, hindi ko kaya. Charot. Pero parang, I was just trying to let it sink in. Kasi when you're there at the venue, you also see the boys come in. Parang they pass by, and then there's so many fan sites. Like, you really see the culture of the fan culture here in Korea. So parang ako, oh my gosh, ganito pala dito. Kasi first time ko, I mean, every time I go to Korea, kasi hindi naman talaga siya purely for, like, purely for K-pop stuff. Since I also love traveling, I usually do two birds with one stone. I hit two birds with one stone. Kunyari may concert, and then I also travel. Kunyari ganun. And then this is the first time I went to Korea for like a literal comeback. And honestly, I wasn't even sure nga talaga kung makakapasok ako. So I was, yung pinaka purpose ko here was, okay, if there's like stuff going on for the comeback, if I can support them and see them, I guess I'll go. If manalo sa fan sign, thank you, Lord. If not, I'm here for autumn. Autumn's my favorite season. As in, sobrang love na love ko yung autumn. I haven't been to Korea since 2016 for autumn. So talagang ang saya ko na nakarating ulit ako, nakabalik ako dito for autumn. So it was just, again, two birds with one stone. So when I was there October 28, Saturday, the week before my fan sign, nakita ko sila. Nakita ko yung 17. And kasi yung units na, yung paghati ng members on October 28, same siya sa magiging hati nung akin. So yung unit na, unang unit nung October 28, like the morning unit, sorry, 3 p.m. unit, first unit, that was the same people that I was going to be talking to. And then the 6 p.m. unit was the ones that I won't be talking to. So, hindi ko masyado nakita yung first unit. Actually, hindi ko nga nakita si Wono pagpasok niya kasi sobrang daming tao. So, it wasn't really that upset about it. I was just like, oh, if I see them, great. If I don't, okay. But then yung second unit na, the moment Sungkwan was the very last one that arrived. Nasa may cafe kami nito. Tapos, kasi inside the cafe, tanaw mo yung pagpasok, yung pag-park ng car outside and then pagpasok ng members sa loob ng venue. And ang nauna nun, yung for the second unit was DK Jonghan and then Vern and Hoshi and then Hao on his own and Sungkwan on his own. Tapos, parang just seeing them, of course, parang nakaka-teary-eyed kasi, oh my God, they 17! Pero it wasn't until Sungkwan, it wasn't until after Hao kasi I thought I missed Sungkwan na. I thought Sungkwan was the very first one that arrived. I asked the K-Carrot beside me if Sungkwan arrived already and she was like, oh no, Sungkwan's not yet here. Parang ganun, like in Korean. So sabi ko, like out of nowhere, bumulusok lang yung luha ko. Parang bigla lang nag-breakdown na, oh my God, Sungkwan, makikita ko. Also because I really love Sungkwan, like na-miss ko talaga siya. So when his car parked, medyo gabi na, medyo nagdidilim na. And then he came out, tapos sobrang daming flashes and he was so surprised at the amount of people that were there waiting for them. It was just like, nag-sink in sa akin talaga na, oh God, makakausap ko sila next week. Like, nag-breakdown ako in the cafe and na-videoan pa ng friend ko. Pero yun, parang, I wasn't able to talk to Sungkwan, but parang siya yung nag-trigger kasi sobrang fun talaga kay Sungkwan. So yun, fast forward to Saturday na, November 4, 1 week, and it was finally time for me to talk to 17. I was really out of it. Talagang hindi ako makapag-function ng maayos kasi usually I would record myself, you know, doing the spend the day, you know, vlog, kasi I have the spend the day with me vlogs every time I travel. I wasn't like able to fully, like, I wasn't in the moment. I mean, I was zoning out. Like, ang nakafocus lang talaga ako na, shit, makakausap ko sila. And my fan sign wasn't until 6 p.m. We arrived at the cafe that's near the venue at 10 a.m. kasi gusto namin makasecure ng seat kasi mag-work din yung friend ko on her laptop. But when we arrived, grabe, sa cafe pa lang to, 10 a.m., yung unang unit, 3 p.m. pa. Puno na yung cafe. Buti na lang may nahanap kaming seat na dun sa parang long table. Tapos, nanghingi na lang kami dun sa mga walang upuan. Tapos walang nakaupo na chair. So, nakakuha kami ng spot. Thank God. Pero, as in, imagine like all the fan sites were already waiting there. Kasi ganun din yung setup niya. The cafe is like right beside the venue where they come in. So, ang dami na rin nakasetup. And parang at that moment talaga, even nung October 28, like the week before that, I was just like, grabe, this is how big 17 is now. Hindi daw ganito. Dati, like when there's a fan sign, hindi naman daw ganito kadami talaga yung tao na nag-aantay. Not so many fan sites waiting for them. But now, as in, puno yung road, puno yung loob ng cafe, and it's just so surreal for me as someone who's really, again, been there for them since the beginning. Talagang nakaka-proud. And also at the same time, nakakatakot nga kasi they're becoming really big. And so, yeah, it was the whole day we were there and I was preparing yung script ko, like, Doon ko pala pina-finalize. And then the whole time, parang masusuka ako, ganun, matatae. Like, all the things that you find, all the anxiety, all the nervousness, like, the nerves were just, like, really, like, my palms were sweating. And then, around 1 p.m., I was scheduled to pick up my rented camcorder and my camera. So, sa may Gangnam area lang din kami nag-rent for that. And I was so thankful then for my friend na dito nakabase sa Korea for helping me out because you can't rent the camcorders without... Well, you can rent without a Korean phone number pero kunyari naka-SIM ka, naka-data SIM ka ganun, kailangan matawagan ka ganun. Eh, usually the need ng parang conversational Korean talaga na fluent. So I was so thankful for my friend for helping me out talaga. Sobrang shout out kay Juju kasi she was just sobrang stage mom niya. Sanay din kasi siya sa mga ganito. She's like, I got you, I got you. And I was just like, girl, hindi ako photographer, hindi ako videographer. Like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Ganyan, ganyan. Sabi niya, don't worry, I got you. Tapos yun, tinulungan niya ako mag-rent. She was the one who spoke with the people dun sa renting place. And then, ayun, parang sobrang, I'm really just thankful for all my friends that, you know, gave me tips. Also, the two friends that I'm with during this trip, si Marge tsaka si Char, they went out of their way to accompany me very early in the morning to stay at the cafe and work there. Kahit, you know, they could have done something else, pwede sila magkaroon ng iba nilang agenda. I mean, they're both carrots as well and they would love to see 17 too. But the fact that sumama sila sa akin ng aga-aga pa lang, pwede naman sila matulog muna or maghabol na lang sila pag 6 PM pa yung fansign ko, so they could have just, you know, left me to go on my own there, but they chose to stay with me and just, you know, encourage me the whole day. So ayun, parang I'm just so thankful also to my friend Julie who was there, you know, nauna, wala na siya, like she was my friend that went to fansign the week before me. And she's also hasang-hasana rin siya sa fansign. And she was giving me tips the whole time na parang, oh, ito gagawin mo, yung cam mo, make sure na hindi mapapatid. Pag nakaupo ka na doon, i-make sure mo na yung camera mo na stable, hindi mapapatid ng ibang tao. Kasi pag wala ka sa seat mo, pag mamaya magalaw nila, tas mawala ka sa frame, ganun-ganun. All those tips, parang, you know, those things that you would know if nakaranas ka na. So parang, I just have this super great, oh my God, tiyak ako. Super good support system around me and I'm just so thankful talaga sa kanila. Na parang hindi ko talaga ma-survive yung first fansign ko. Like successfully, I guess, if it wasn't for them. So, yon, I'm just so thankful for them. Kung naririnig ito, what the heck, tiyak ako. So, ayan. And then, finally, it was time for my fansign, it was already around 6, no, it was already around 5, doon na, nagpapanik na ako, ganyan-ganan, and around 5:15, kasi 6 yung fansign, around, sabi kasi 5:30 magpapapasok na doon sa loob ng venue, pero before that, mas better, syempre, na mag-register ka na and everything, kasi they're gonna verify your name, verify your phone number, and they're gonna give you a strap, you're gonna draw the number of, your queue number, kung pang ilan ka sa fansign, and there are 50 people. So I went down at around 5:15, 5:20, and ayun, nag-register ako, they verified my name and gave me a strap, and then ang nakuha ko number was 44 out of 50 people. So I was the 44th person na sasignan nila. And I know a lot, I guess, if hasang-hasa ka na talaga sa fansign, you would want a closer number, right? But me, since it was my first time, I was actually praying na nasa dulo ko. And I was so thankful na nasa dulo ko na number kasi at least I could observe what people, the people were doing before me, kung ano talagang, like, ano ba yung process, when do they stand up, when do the staff call them, ano yung check sa kanila before going up, when does the staff get the album, and then yun. So, like, I like observing kasi before my turn so that I don't make too many mistakes. So, yeah, I was happy that I was at the end. Like, I was 6th to the last. So, thank you, Lord, talaga, for that. And so, after that, you can also drop. So, after getting your strap and getting your queue number, you can drop off yung letters mo for the members sa unit mo. And I dropped off my letters and also some of my friends' letters for the members that are in my unit. And then ito daw bagong process, they would give you the album na. Doon pa lang, bibigyan na nila yung album. And then, yung post-it where the members will sign, usually, dati daw kasi, naka-assign na. Nilalagay na ng staff kung along page magsasign yung members. This time, you're the one to put it sa ako anong page gusto mo. So, mamimili ka. You can choose whichever page you want the member to sign. So, you have that freedom. So, that's really nice. And then, may post-it din doon. Lalagay mo doon to, like, yung what name you want them to sign the album to. So, obviously, for me, lagi naman to KD. So, yun lang. Very simple lang to KD. And then, yun, you can also drop off question and answers, Q&A, like if you have a question for them, kasi at the end of the fan sign magbubunatan sila isa-isa, then they'll answer the Q&A. But I didn't do that anymore kasi wala, ngarag na ako, and I was just really nervous, so I went ahead and went inside. And yeah, I had like, I guess, 15-20 minutes to set up. And yun, nag-set up na ng mga camera ko. And ang ginawa ko, since I only have one camcorder, sinet up ko siya in a way na kuha ko yung lahat ng members. But I also have my iPhone na isa na backup just in case, you know, things go wrong. Then I also have the DSLR camera for photos. And diyon, when I got in, like, kita ko talaga yung mga tao, parang sobrang, alam mo, like, sanay na talaga sila. Like, you really know that these are fan sites. These are people that always go to fan sites. And, syempre, nakaka-inferior. Parang you feel the inferiority. And then, parang, alam na talaga nila gagawin nila. They're just so used to it. They have all these, you know, they have all these huge props that they would give the members. And take photos with it. And normal naman siya, it's a fan sign. It's that moment. If there's a moment for you to give members a prop and have them take photos with it, it's during the fan sign. So normal lang yun. But me personally, I didn't bring any props except, like, I really didn't plan on bringing any props because I wanted to speak to the members. Like, hindi ako particular about them taking photos with my props. I just really want to have that moment with them. Gusto kong mapiga yung 1 minute ko with them. And yes, it is just a minute to talk to them. So I know people, some people are gonna be like, what? You spend all that money for a minute to talk to them? I know. I understand where you're coming from. But Lord, please also get me. Anyways, so ayun. And yeah, after that, oh yeah, yeah. Ang dala ko lang prop is one Winnie the Pooh stuffed toy na pinabilin sa akin ng friend ko like literal minutes before the fan sign. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, if I forget, I am so sorry. Kasi sabi ko talaga, magpapanik ako, baka di ko madala. And she was like, no, it's okay. I swear, it's fine. No problem. If you don't bring it, kasi she wanted me to bring it, to give it to Dino and have him post with the Winnie the Pooh. So nagbigay ako ng disclaimer sa kanya. Girl, pag hindi ko mabigay sa kanya, I'm really sorry. Tapos she was like, it's okay. Walang problema. Just take your time. It's your first time. I understand. But if you can do it, it's okay. Thank you so much. So, ayun. Thankfully, hindi ko nakalimutan si Winnie the Pooh. Pero me, ako wala talagang binigay na, like, I didn't prepare any props except the script that I wanted to tell them. So, yun. Finally, it was time for me to talk to them. And, yeah. The arrangement was Mingyu. So the arrangement was Mingyu. Oh, by the way, speaking of Mingyu, kinabahan pa ako nung una kasi nga Mingyu was yung like the week before Mingyu wasn't able to go to the fan sign because he had like this back pain and he was out of commission for a week. And I was just really praying na parang, of course, I was praying for him to be better, but if really hindi niya kaya na makapunta sa fan sign namin, like if he can't attend, that's fine to it. I would prefer that he recover more. But thankfully, he got back. Like nag-announce sila na he's gonna be back like the day before. So parang wow, he was there during my fan sign. I'm like wow. Oh my God. Kasi initially, nandun din dapat si Chol. But yeah, because of his surgery, he couldn't make it. And if Mingyu wasn't there, limang members lang yung mga kausap namin. But Mingyu made it. And yun, parang, oh, thank you so much. So ayun, Mingyu yung una, si Mingyu. Then Chan, Dino, Uji, Josh, Wonu, and then Shua. Sorry, Jun. So Mingyu was the first one. And grabe, parang alam mo yun, like, hindi ko talaga, this is like top of my mind lang, hindi ko na talaga maisip fully, pero it was just so nice talking to all of them. Mingyu was so warm the moment we met eyes, and he was just annyeonghaseyo. And I did really, I had the script and I have, you know, these Korean words in mind, but when you're there, you really get mental block. Pero of course, when you're there and you're not like super duper fluent sa Korean, you tend to forget you know, what you already have in mind. So I was just like, the whole way, except Josh, I was speaking Korean and English. Like, nag-alternate ako between Korean and English. And I would ask the members initially, like, when I sat in front of them, if I can speak in English. And they're like, yeah, a little, like, it's okay, but I can only, like, speak a little. And Mingyu was also the same way. And he's like, but, you know, Mingyu's amazing in English. He's really good. And parang sabi niya na, oh, it's okay, a little. I can speak in English a little. And then he was writing my name and he was like, hindi niya mabasa. Like, Kaidi. So it's not my first time doing the online fansign. Like, nakapag online fansign na ako sa kanila before, but since online fansign, usually passport name mo yung nilalagay. So never akong KD sa ibang members. Si Wono lang talaga yung nakakilala sa akin as KD. Kasi yung solo fansigns lang yung pwede mong ano yung nickname mo. So, pag unit fan signs kasi, yung passport name mo. So, it's always Kirsten. Kapag, I spoke to Mingyu 2 times already online, fan sign, Kirsten siya. So, they don't know me as KD, except Wono. So he was like, Kai. So, he couldn't understand. I was like, KD. And, oh, okay, KD. And then, he was like, where are you from? I said, I'm from the Philippines. And then he's like, oh, okay. So when did you arrive? When did you come here? And he was really initiating the English conversation. And I was so thankful for him for that. Because I really know na si Mingyu. He's just a really warm person. He's so amazing. And he was just like, so how long have you been here? When did you arrive? And I was like, October 24. And he's like, oh, okay. So did you come here for a comeback? And he literally asked if I really arrived, like, we came here for a comeback. I was like, yes, for your comeback and autumn. And then when I said autumn, he's like, what? Parang hindi niya na-gets ko ano yung autumn. So parang ako, gaal. Okay. So yeah, and then yun, parang, like, the conversation was just super nice and he was so warm and he was just very, he was so thankful. Like, thank you for coming. And like, I told him, like, Tome Demyon Pensaeyo. So it's the first time I did the offline fans. And he's like, thank you so much for coming, even though it's your first time and everything. He was also very, very grateful. So, yon. And then Chan was... sobrang pogi ni Lee Chan. Grabe, as in, parang nakaka-starstruck si Lee Chan. As in, parang... kasi, girl... If you guys already know me, medyo nasa Lee Chan era ako. Like, my face ako ngayon na Lee Chan. Hindi siya natatapos. Like, since start of this year, Lee Chan face ako. Tapos, nag-peak siya nung Sonogong era. Mas lalo nag-peak nung Love Fan Meet nung pink hair siya. So, hanggang ngayon. And when I, as in, parang, ang sarap niya lang tingnan. Sobrang pogi niya. Tapos, he's such a great listener. Lee Chan is such a great listener. Parang, he doesn't really, like, hindi siya parang Mingyu na mag-initiate ng conversation, but he would listen to you really well. And I also asked him if it's okay to speak in English, because I was really, natatameme na ako, and I don't wanna waste my time remembering the Korean if I can communicate English with them kahit slowly. He's like, yes, sure, but only a little also. So he also said that. And I just told him that I'm older than you, but I really look up to you as a dancer, especially as a dancer. I really love, I'm a big fan of your Danceology series. I love that you danced with the other members, and Sungkwan especially, and Vernon, because those are my favorite ones. Cheating on you, like, to see, like, there, yeah. So the Maknae line Danceologies are, like, top tier for me. And he was, like, really thankful then. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Gumahoyo. And I told him, I was just like, may pa-agenda lang ng very slight. Sabi ko, if you have a chance to do the Danceology with Yeonjun, would you? And he was like, parang siyang napaisip to, parang, oh, you know, that's actually a good idea. He's like, good idea. And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, but schedule. So I'm like, yeah, no, I understand. Because I remember Subin and Song Kwan took so long before they could even do a Weavers Live. What more a danceology na kailangan yung mag-practice and everything, diba? So I just told him, it's okay, no problem, no pressure. I'm just like giving you an idea. Parang just inaano ko lang sa isip mo na, what if si Yeonjun? Pero yun, so I just wanted to have like my 99Z best friend's agenda on there. And then I gave him, thankfully, I was able to give him the Winnie the Pooh stuffed toy, and he was so cute. I had a friend na magpipicture sa akin, but I just made him look straight ahead kasi siya yung member na nasa straight ko na like camera ko directly. So I said, tingin ka lang dun sa pinakadulo. Tapos yun, and he posed, and he was so cute with the bear. And ayun, I also, again, I thanked him again for everything. And, you know, every member, every member, I tried to ask them to guess how long a carrot I've been. Except si Won, we've talked about that before na online. But, yeah, so I also asked Chan, and if I remember correctly, his answer was ataka. And then, like, tinanong ko siya, can you guess how long I've been a carrot? And like all of them, si Mingyu hindi ko ata natanong kasi ang ganda ng usapan namin. So hindi ko na siya tinanong about that. But I asked Chan and he was like, and then I was like, no. And he's like, oh, when? Sabi ko, patapos na yung time. Sabi ko, akin da. Para, huh? Akin da? So like all their actions, like every time they hear na long time carrot, parang sobrang, they're so shocked and just so thankful afterwards. Parang, oh my God, thank you so much for being with us for this long. And I also told all the members that it's my first online, offline fanzine. And so parang, I guess the fact na parang my longtime carrot, they're just so thankful that there's a longtime carrot na even though first time mag offline fanzine, you've been with us for so long. Like, they're just super thankful about that. And I felt that with all the members that I spoke with. And yun, next was Uji. And oh my God, si God of Music. Charot. Ayun na. And eto talaga, like, si Jihoon talaga, I really, really, really wanted to tell him how thankful I am for the music. And I know I told this to him online already, but it's just different when you say it personally. And I started with, again, it's my first offline fanzine. It's not my first time talking to you, but this is my first time directly telling you thank you. And that even though we're the same age, I really told him that we're the same age. Even though we're the same age, I really, really look up to you. And he was just so thankful about it. This was half English, half Korean as well. And he was so thankful for that. He's just like, parang yung mukha niya nun, parang thank you. You know that Uji na parang thank you so much, thank you, gumawa. And then again, I was just really banking on the fact that magkaedad kami, pero sobrang respeto ko siya. As in, sobrang laki ng respeto ko sa kanya. Him as a person, him as an artist, as a producer, sobrang laki lang talaga ng gratitude ko for him, you know, since the very beginning. And after that, I also asked him to guess how long I've been a carrot. And he was like, 5 years? And then I told him, pala nyo, which is 8 years, or since debut mo to. Since debut, and he's like, oh my God. As in, napa, like, sa lahat ng reactions nila, like, they're all their actions was really cute and adorable. Like, lumalaki mata nila, and they gasped. Pero si Jihoon talagang, napa-clap siya. As in, wow, napaganon siya. As in, parang, alam mo yun, like, he was just so happy to hear that I'm a debut carrot, na I've been with them for 8 years. And parang nakakatawa pa yun. I don't know if you guys have seen the video of that, because I also posted that already, yung kay Jihoon. But nag-handshake kami, and that part was funny kasi I feel like nakakatawa yun kasi I feel like he was going for a high five. Not naman high five, pero parang appear na hindi high five, pero I mean appear na nasa, yung normal na parang tropa appear, gano'n, na parang, pero ang ginawa ko, instead na mag-appear, inano ko siya, like, hinawa, yung paano mag-handshake mga lalaki. Ganon. So, nakiride naman siya. So, para kami nag handshake na, as in, para mga lalaki, yung kung paano mag-handshake mga lalaki. And then the way he held my hand, yung grip niya, it was so tight. Parang, thank you so much, Komaoyo. As in, talagang, ramdam na ramdam ko talaga yung gratitude niya. Doon. Nung moment na yun. Like, seeing him during Carrot Land, you know, and being there in Carrot Land, seeing how he broke down and everything, talagang, I felt it sa grip na yun, na he was really, really thankful for someone na andito. Like, in that moment, someone who's been with them and watched them grew with them, technically. I mean, literally, I grew with them kasi nga magkaedad kami. So, it was a moment. Like, it was a really, really beautiful moment. I felt it to my core, how thankful he was. And he was like, Komaoyo, thank you. And I was like, no, thank you. And then he was just like, he was just really like, he kept saying thank you. And I said, because the time was running out, and I was like, I will see you guys. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you guys, and I will always be cheering for you. And he's like, thank you, thank you. And then I said, I'll be seeing you in Fukuoka, because in the concert, and I hope to see you in Bulacan as well. And he was like, yes, yes. And then he was like, his eyes were just really so thankful. And I'm just happy that I was able to send that message to him na parang, andito ako nung simula, andito ako hanggang dulo. So yun. And then next was Joshua, and literally nakakatawa kasi pagkaupo ko sa harap niya, sabi ko sa inggit na, diba? Sabi ko, oh my god, I can speak in English. Like full English, kasi nasa-stress nga ako sa ibang members kasi I don't want to pressure them to understand speaking in my English. I also want to speak to them in Korean, pero you know my Korean, pag nagpanic kasi ako, minsan nauutal ako sa Korean ko, and I lose my train of thought sa Korean, and nape-pressure ako sa ibang members to speak in Korean because I want us to understand each other. So I was just so thankful with Josh kasi, oh my god, finally makakapag-English ako. That medyo nag-chuckle siya doon. And then ayun, same thing, like what I told Jihoon, I told Joshua in English. Parang, I'm so happy to finally be here. This is my first offline fan sign. And he was just like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Was your trip okay? Everything like that. And he was just like, are you doing, like, How is it right now? And I was like, yeah, it's great. And I asked him if he's doing great lately, you know. And he was like, yeah, I'm doing great. And his eyes in general are just so pancak-pancak. It sparkles. His I think Shua stans know this, or Carrots know this, that Josh, when he looks at you, talagang nagsasparkle yung eyes niya. Like anyone, any, it's not a YN thing, it's not a me thing, it's just how he is as a person. His eyes are so pretty. And the whole time I was just speaking to him, and he kept holding my hand. And I mean, he like, as in parang very, ano siya, like, pinipiga niya yung kamay ko, like the whole time. Kasi nafe-feel niya siguro na nervous ako. Tapos, ayun, parang, his doe eyes, his doe smile, sobrang, his dear smile, sobrang cute talaga. And I also asked him to guess how long I've been a Carrot, and his guess was Pretty You Era. And I was like, no, and then he guessed again. He's like, parang hindi nga, parang debut. And then I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh my god, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the support, all that. And I was like, no, thank you. Thank you to you guys. Like, I'm just so happy, and I'm just so lucky to be your fan. And he was like, thank you so much. And then after that, yeah, I it was just a very, again, very casual conversation with Josh since English siya. Then I told him, I hope you're happy always. And he's like, oh yeah, thank you. And are you happy? Like, are you happy right now? And I told, like, this was like literally seconds before I had to go. And but as in patayo na ako, tas parang sabi ko sa kanya, this is the happiest I've been in a while. And he's like, oh, that's great. I hope you're happy always. And I'm like, you too. Like please be happy always din, sabi ko sa kanya. Tapos yun, and finally, it was Wonu's turn. Oh my God. Ayoko na, charot. De, pero, then skip na natin si Wonu joke. De, sige. Mamaya na si Wonu. Si June muna. So si June was the last one. And I was just like, sobrang cute ni June. Like, kasi I spoke with him before already, but online again. And I wanted to speak in Korean, but I was just, I think, out of it na at that point because I just spoke, kakatapos ko lang kay Wonu. So parang, ayokong ma-mental block kay June. Kasi nga, like, nagra-run sa akin yung utak, yung nangyari dun, kakausap ko lang kay Wonu. And I don't want to, like, take for granted my time with June. So I was just like, is it okay if I speak in English, like, really slowly? And he's like, yeah. And yun, sobrang expressive kasi nung face ni June. So, kita mo talaga na he's like, yes, I'll try my best. He's like, I want to speak in English with you, but it's so difficult. He's like, it's so hard. And I'm just like, no, you're doing really well. Like, he was really, like, he said, I want to, no, he told me na parang, yes, you can speak in English. But I want to speak in English too, but it's so hard. And he was like, literally speaking in straight English. So para ako, no, you're really doing well. Sabi ko sa kanya, charaso. And then, parang nagsiswitch ako into English and Korean. Like, just letting him know na I'm proud of them. And I'm thankful for them. And that we're also the same age. And I also dance. Like, parang ano lang, very minimal convo lang. Hindi mo small talk, pero yun, parang tinasabi sa kanya. And then, parang bouts of Korean and English. Nagsiswitch ako. Tapos, he's like, no mo, hanggang ko charaso. And he's like, you're really good in Korean. I'm like, but you're really good in English. And he's like, I want to learn more English. And I was like, I want to learn Chinese. And he's like, oh, he's like, thank you. So yeah, and then I told him also that it's my first fan sign, this is my first offline fan sign. And then, medyo hindi niya kasi na-gets. Ta sobrang cute kasi I had more time kay June because he kept talking to me even though the staff was asking me to leave na. Wala nga naman, di ba, umalis ako, usap ako ni June, di ba? Eh, kasi yung bodyguard pala, bodyguard na, since si June na yung dulo, yung bodyguard na sa tabi niya. And, tumitingin na sa time si kuya, si bodyguard nim. Tapos, and ako naman, attentive naman ako, and I can see that he's like telling me to go na. So parang ako, I was like, I bowed dun sa bodyguard, and I was like saying goodbye na kay June. But June was like, wait. He was like, wait. So, wait, this is your first fan sign? He said, like, he was pointing on the table. This is your first pizza? Tapos parang ako, oh, no. My first offline pensa. So, okay. So, parang sabi ni June, okay, so not online, not first time. Like, yeah. So, this is my first offline, but not my first online. He's like, okay. Well, nice meeting you. And then, like, para ako nagkaroon ng extra 10 seconds with June dahil doon. Kasi he was so cute. Like, he was just like, I was standing up na. Tapos parang siya, wait. Ha? Ito ba talaga yung una mong fan sign? Sabi ko, yes, it's my first offline fan sign. So parang sabi niya, okay, well, nice meeting you. And then, like, he was so, so cute. And then, yun na, I went. And then, okay. So, I'm back to Wonu. So, Wonu was the second to the last. And, like, hindi ko, ayoko na, char, panoorin niyo na lang yung video. Joke. Ayoko, like, my point of view. Kasi the person before me already, like, habang kausap ko pa si Joshua, yung person beside me already moved kay June. And so my space, may nag-usap pa kami ni Josh for a few seconds, may space pa sa gitna, like, walang kausap si Wonu. And then habang kausap ko si Joshua, hindi talaga ayoko hindi ako nag-iisip na delulu, pero alam mo yung nafe-feel kang tingin sa'yo. So nakikita ko sa peripheral view ko na nakatingin na si Wonu, kasi I think normal naman yung, kasi syempre wala na siyang kausap, so he's anticipating the next person, di ba? But then, so I moved on kay Wonu, and syempre I was psyching myself, preparing myself, and I was just like, I wasn't sure talaga if he was gonna remember me, because the last time that I spoke with him online was a year ago. Literally a year ago. That was my last fan sign ever before, prior to this offline plan sign. So, you know, they meet carrots, thousands of carrots. They meet hundreds of carrots every day. They have fan signs, so many fan signs since the last one I've had. And I know I'm not above thinking na he'll remember me. You know, I don't expect anything from him kasi masasaktan lang ako. Masasaktan lang ako pag nag-expect ako inaalala niya ako, di ba? But then, when, as I was sitting down, he was looking at me. As in, tinitingnan niya na ako. Tinitingnan niya, nagpaupo pa lang ako. So I was looking at him. And I was like, annyeonghaseyo, wonnaya. And then, he checked, di ba, sign na siya sa album. He checked the name. Tapos, that parang nag-slow-mo yung POV ko. Ano yun, nag-slow-mo, nag-tunnel vision. Na parang, the way his eyes widened pagkabasa niya nung pangalan sa album. Sabi niya, Kidia! As in, parang, Kidia, ikaw ba to? Parang ganun. Parang, gago, sabi ko. Like in my head, putang ina. Seryoso ba? Like, paupo ako, slow motion ako umuupo. Para ako, anyo nga sa'yo, Tokyo nga sa'yo. As in, para ako, do you remember, eh, sabi ko, you remember me? Kasi, yung mukha niya talaga, parang, kiddie ah, parang kiddie, gumanan siya. Parang yung, for the gasp siya. Tapos para ako, Tokyo nga sa'yo. Tapos parang sabi ko, you remember me? Sabi niya, yeah, of course, parang Chrome. Sabi niya na, nag-meet na tayo sa online, like we met sa video call before. As in, that was his exact words in Korea na parang, parang yung tong pensa man na, parang ganon. Like we met sa online fan sign before. And I was just like split second napayoko ako kasi gusto kong umiyak nung time na yon. Parang, totoo ba na alala ko ng bias ko, hindi ko talaga, like, hindi ko ma-process. Until now, hindi ko pa rin ma-process na, kasi hindi ko alam, like, I wasn't expecting it. Parang, Lord, oh my God. Tapos wala lang. And then, I had so many things planned na hindi ko nagawa dahil nga, nasyado akong na jumble yung mind ko the moment he remembered me. So parang wala akong na-achieve. Charot, de, meron naman, de, joke lang. I wanted to tell him like right then and there na parang, you are doing so well. I am so proud. No, you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. Like, but, you know, I really wanted to tell. I've been telling that to him online. For every, like almost every time we speak, I would tell him, stay healthy and happy always. I'm so proud of you. And I keep telling that to him online. I wanted to tell that to him offline. Pero yun nga, parang nag-offline din yung brain ko. So, yung na-prepare ko, hindi ko nasundan, like chronologically. Pero yun, and he was just, again, Wonu is just a very, very warm person. Like, he's my bias for a very, very, very important reason. Like, he is just very comfortable. Like, he gives me comfort as a person, his presence, his way of thinking, all of that. Like, his presence, his existence is just something that I really admire as like someone named pagkatao niya. I really admire it, and it's just it doesn't help. I mean, it's also very important to me that we're the same age din. Kasi yun nga, there is still, pag magkaedad kasi sa Korea, di ba, may parang, like, may certain comfort pag magkaedad kayo na parang, oh, you have the same experiences in life and everything like that. Chinggu kayo, donggabi ya. So, the fact na magkaedad kami, it just makes it more meaningful for me because not that we have the same exact life experiences, but with my biases, Hoshi and Wonu, magkaedad kami, and I feel like a certain relatable, ano? I feel a certain, nakaka-relate ako sa kanila in a way, you know, in two very specific ways. So, yun. So, I was just so happy, and I told him, I really wanted to tell him that he's doing really well, na hindi ko nasabi kasi nga nagpanic na ang ate mo. And then ayun. So I just he held my hand, like parang nautal ako, na stress pa ako kasi yung nagko-Korean na ako, tapos parang nagblanko, nagstumble ako sa Korean ko. Eh pag nagstumble ako sa Korean, pag nauutal ako sa Korean, nahihiya ako kasi nga gusto ko maayos yung Korean ko. So nahiya ako nung medyo nagstumble ako, pero oh my god, sobrang bite niya. Like he was so patient na parang he was just waiting for me to recover. Tapos parang nagfe-flail kasi yung other, hawak niya na kasi yung right hand ko. Tapos nagfe-flail yung left hand ko kasi parang ako, oh my god, parang hindi naman oh my god, pero parang inaano ko, alam mo yung parang erase, parang ganun, yun yung sinasabi ko, pero hindi ko sinabi, parang nagfe-flail lang yung kamay ko. And then he offered to hold my other hand then. Tapos yun na, parang doon ako kumalma when he held my other hand. Parang sabi ko sa kanya na, I wanted to ask you something. I just wanted to know if you are happy nowadays. And kasi nga, sobrang importante na kasiyari mo sa akin. Like, sobrang cute talaga. I really want him to be happy. And dami niya pinagdaanan. So, I just really want to make sure and want to ask him that if he is. And honestly, the whole fan sign, he was just so warm to all the people that he was speaking to. And it wasn't just me that he spoke with that way. He was just so warm to every single person. And he was smiling so beautifully the whole time. And I was just so happy as well. Parang, alam mo yun, nagta-transfer, nakakahawa yung ngiti niya. So, sabi ko, are you happy nowadays? And he was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, krom channe. He's like, yeah, I'm happy. And I'm like, I was gonna tell him na parang, if you're happy, parang, then I'm happy too. Parang, if you're happy, that makes me happy as well. But he went ahead and he was like, KD do? Like, KD nado? Are you also happy? And I was like, I was just nodding, like, nah. As in, parang, di ko rin masabi sa kanya the way I told Josh na, this is the happiest I've been in a while kasi time was up. But it was such a beautiful conversation also. Like, hindi pa rin talaga makaget over na naalala niya ako. Kasi hindi talaga, like, I really don't give expectations to the boys to remember me. Because again, they talk to so many people. They interact with so many people first. Yeah, it's just, kaya the surprise, it was, like, talagang nag-offline talaga yung brain ko. Nag-offline fan sign ako, nag-offline din yung brain ko nung naalala ko ni Mono. Pero yun. And then, yeah, after that, as usual, ang pabaon ko sa kanya is stay healthy and happy always. So, sabi ko sa kanya na hangsang gonggang hago, hembo kaseo, wono ya. Tapos parang sabi niya, kay Dido. Tapos parang, yun. So, yeah. And, yeah, that's it. Sabi ko short episode. Ito na ako, mag-iisang oras na. So, yeah, that is my first offline fan sign experience. And again, this is another full circle moment for me. It's something that I will cherish all my life. It's something that I've been dreaming of for a very long time. And I will never take for granted that moment that I have with the boys talaga. It's a long time coming. The way I prepared myself for this mentally, physically, financially, it's a really, really long and very hard decision making. So I'm just really happy to have had this opportunity and chance to get to talk to them and tell them how happy I am and how thankful I am for them and how proud I am of them and how much I will always be cheering for them no matter what. So yun. And yeah, I think, I don't know, what are your thoughts? I guess I hope this story time is okay, this Fangirl Diaries was okay. I know a lot of people were messaging me and telling me that they're excited to hear the episode for this. So I'm so thankful for you guys for anticipating. I don't know if it met your expectations. If masyadong mahaba, I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for listening. And yeah, again, I just want to leave. Before I go, I just want to say again that this is a very, again, long time coming for me. it took a lot of preparation for this, and it's not something that parang I know some people think that I'm rich, but I'm not. So I really, really, really worked hard to get to this point. And honestly, if I was rich, I would be doing all rounds. As in, lahat ng fansign na pwede ko, siguro, baka lahat nag, di ba? Parang kung ako mayaman, kung mayaman lang talaga ako. But I'm not. So I'm, yeah. This is my first one, and I'm so thankful for it. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I forgot. I totally forgot. Kasi sabi ko palang. Sabi ko kasi na, I don't know when the next will be. I don't know when I'll be ready again. But I told this to Wano din. Sabi ko, it's getting harder to meet you guys now because you're so popular. But please know that I will be cheering for you all the time. And he was like, thank you. He's like, as in, parang yung face niya nung sabi ko na mahirap na sila kausapin or ma-meet sila these days. Not just fansign, even concert. Sobrang hirap na rin silang gusta. Ang hirap! Ang hirap kasi dami ng carrots. It wasn't like before. So, sabi niya sa akin, thank you, ganun. So, yun lang. Yeah, again, this is my own, this is me going at my own fangirling pace. And I'm just really, really happy to have done a lot of things this year. A lot of firsts for me. There were so many firsts for me this year. And I'm just really thankful that, you know, I really, yeah. Yun, sobrang salamat lang talaga. Nagpapasalamat lang talaga ako sa 17 for this. And yun, it's a lot of dreams for me coming true this year. And I'm just really thankful for that. Yeah, and that is it for today's episode. I'm really sorry if it took so long. I thought I was not gonna take this long, but yeah, thank you so much for listening. And if you guys want to see the videos and the photos and other behind the scenes, I am on Instagram and on TikTok. I am at KMC Dupet on Instagram and at It's Me KD on TikTok. I will put my socials on the description box as well, along with the Spill the Soju podcast socials, so you can follow us there as well. I do have Twitter at not KD, but I don't really post a lot there. I'm usually just fangirling and retweeting stuff. So yun lang. Yeah, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening again and for coming along. And yeah, we will see you guys on our next episode. Bye!